Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor at TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our essentials news front, Japan's Ministry of Economy, Trade and Industry and the Ministry of Land, Infrastructure, Transport and Tourism are preparing to publish the final conditions for the first General Waters offshore wind zone auction in June this year. And ADB is eyeing up a $300 million loan to back the $755 million 300 megawatt Balakot run-of-river hydropower plant in Pakistan. Over on our third-party news tracker service in the project and export space, Algerian government has endorsed the Energy Ministry's project to add 4 gigawatt of solar capacity from 2020 to 2024. The North American Development Bank is providing a $3.4 million grant for a wastewater project in Mexico. Next Energy Capital has secured debt financing to construct 2 subsidy-free solar sites, and the US International Development Finance Corporation, the DFC, has approved the agency's new Rapid Response Liquidity Facility, which will provide up to $4 billion in additional financing for existing DFC projects that have been particularly impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Over in the commodity finance space, Vancouver-headquartered Lundin Gold has announced a bought deal financing with BMO Capital Markets for 4,150,000 common shares at 12 Canadian dollars for gross proceeds of 50 million Canadian dollars. Canada's EMX Royalty and Sienna Resources have announced that Sienna is to enter a 2-year option period to acquire EMX Kusamanko Niku Co. PGE project in Finland in exchange for a royalty, satisfying work commitments and making payments of cash and equity. And Japan's Mitsui O.S.K. Lines and LNG Terminal, Wilhelmshaven, have signed a contract to build and charter an LNG terminal ship for the planned LNG landing terminal in Wilhelmshaven on the North Sea. And finally, last but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, British Arab Commercial Bank has appointed Patrick Pourquet as Chief Representative Officer and Jean-Éric Matunoga as Regional Relationship Manager. Dutch Development Bank FMO has agreed a $5 million finance facility with Vistas, a microfinance company which operates in the Palestinian territories. And Italy's Intesa San Paolo has approved a 6.3 billion euro loan for Fiat Chrysler, subject to the car maker securing a guarantee from export credit agency SACE, a source said. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle at TXF Media.